David Aronovich. He's written a piece in The Times today, headlined, Ed Miliband is no leader, he is a vulture. Now, David is not known for his right-of-centre views, it has to be said, and he joins me now. David, good afternoon.
Hi, Ian.
Now, what provoked you to write this article on Ed Miliband? Because it is, well, it's probably one of the most devastating pieces I've seen about Ed Miliband.
Yeah, I mean, and in a way I feel quite guilty writing it because Ed Miliband is a very nice man. I think you'd probably agree with me that as a politician, if you have to meet a senior politician and spend a bit of time, you'd rather do it with him than with most other people. But what the Syrian vote crystallised for me, made it impossible to avoid, was the question of what kind of prime minister he would be. In other words, how he would behave and how he would be able to decide on important questions if in power. And at that moment, where essentially a decision was taken which was unintended even from his point of view, and in which he gave to the country no strategy, no notion of how a huge international event should be responded to, but essentially stopped the country from making a decision about it, stopped Parliament from making a decision about it by withdrawing support from the government, because that's effectively what it meant, led me to really to say this boils it all down. I can't really avoid the conclusion anymore that if Ed were to be elected Prime Minister, it could well be a disaster.
Now, I suspect that you've had several of your left-of-centre friends already say to you, you're playing into the Tories' hands with this, because they will portray Ed Miliband as another Neil Kinnock in the run-up to the next election, and you've kind of helped them do that.
Well, of course, they'll have a point. There's no way around it. I mean, one of the things I debated with myself before writing with this piece is, well, of course, if you say that the leader that Labour will certainly go into the next election with is not up to the job, it's hardly inviting people to draw the conclusion that they should vote Labour, is it? And there's no way round that particular piece of logic. And so insofar as, you know, so I could be being very unhelpful to very good Labour candidates who would be standing at the next election and who in themselves I would want to support. So they're right.
But what's the alternative? I mean, if people are very unhappy with Labour, they're maybe left of centre, but they agree with you on Ed Miliband's qualities or lack of them, where do they go? Because at the last election, they could easily have gone to the Liberal Democrats. Well, they would say, well, I can't do that now. I'm certainly not going to vote Tory. So what do I do?
Actually, I was remarkably unprepared for what is an incredibly sensible question arising out of what I've written.
I mean, I had
given it some thought, but not able to come to any answer. I kind of pushed it out of my mind, Ian, because, I mean, obviously a voting system and a political system is a kind of blunt instrument. You don't get every bit of every choice that you want. I could argue that David Cameron is probably a superior leader to Ed Miliband, but the unfortunate fact is, and saving your presence, is that he rules from a party that I don't think is fit to govern either. This does create a really substantial problem. Some people will deal with this by voting for candidates that they think are good candidates in local places. And the other thing I just have to say is that by and large, although there will be a substantial section of Labour supporters who I think know what I say is right and have thought it in one variation or another for quite a long time, and I have a suspicion that some of them would have said something similar to you, nevertheless, by and large, Labour Party members and supporters will ignore what I'm saying.
If Ed Miliband doesn't ignore what you're saying, what I would suggest that he did was actually bring back a few people who've been there, done that, because I think one of the weaknesses of all three political parties is that they're ruled by 30 and 40-year-olds, whereas they should be ruled by 40, 50 and 60-year-olds.
Well, unfortunately, that's not going to help him, because some of the most unhelpful contributions during this entire crisis have actually been from people like Peter Hain and Jack Straw, who seem to have decided that the pleasures of opposition outweigh in a huge way recollections of the agonies of government.
Well, I was thinking more of Alistair Darling and Alan Johnson, because I think they would be reassuring figures for the electorate.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. But, I mean, Ian, here's the absolutely central problem. The difficulty with Labour at the moment is, whereas we knew what David Cameron wanted out of the debate, What he was saying is, well, when you run all the figures down, what you'll discover is that President Assad was responsible for a major chemical weapons attack on his own people, and that is the kind of thing you cannot let go unanswered, not just in its own sake, but because of for the example it sets to others. Whereas we understood clearly, that's what Cameron was saying, nobody knew what Ed Miliband was saying. And that wasn't some form of accident. It's because he doesn't know yet what he's saying about it. The position has been shifting ever since last Thursday. He's been, you know, I've understood more and more caveats being put upon it. And essentially, it is because I think, at root, his position is difficult to defend. It's awkward to defend because he essentially doesn't think there should be any military action at all. He thinks that everything should be put into the diplomatic bag, but he knows that with Russia and China vetoing everything on the United Nations Security Council, that this is an extremely difficult thing to do. He knows it puts him at odds with allies abroad, and so he hasn't actually come out and said it. But the electorate, the electorate isn't stupid. I don't have to agree with the electorate always, and often I don't. But it's not stupid. It knows when somebody's not approaching it with a position either way.
We've only got 30 seconds left. Quick answer to this question, if you would. Do you think he'll still be Labour leader at the next election?
Yes, definitely. I can't see a challenge to him.
We've agreed on that. David Aronovich, thank you very much indeed for joining us.